Gary, you think maybe like your audio is not working? Can't hear me. Ha! A little silence doesn't hurt anybody. In fact, I think a lot of people should just shut the fuck up. They make noise. They don't say anything intelligent. Nothing even close to brilliant coming out of their minds. They should just probably just shut the fuck up. Alright. Allow me to introduce myself. D. McClung. This is Archer Monologues. First off, I just want to point out something to you American people. And, you know, if you're not in America, if you're in another country, Europe, Asia, South America, whatever, wherever you might be, if you're listening to this, good for you. Something positive in your life, even though I'm almost completely negative, it's still a positive as far as worldwide values are concerned. It's always a good idea. You know. Well, I can't remember. I forget. The government is putting something in my water. Causing me to have memory loss. You know, so I won't say nasty things about the bastards. I know what's going on. Where's my tin hat? Tinfoil hat! Where's my tinfoil hat? Forget it. I'll just rough it today. Alright. Here's the deal. Something simple. Something even a fucking 10-year-old can understand. Your government? We're talking about the United States government. Yeah, I know you're patriots out there and you don't like to hear things like this. Makes you all mad and crazy and you want to beat the shit out of people. Oh, he likes disrespecting the flag, you know, of America. Ha! What? America. Shitstorm coming. Yeah. Hell yeah. There's enough shitstorm bullshit out there now. Alright. Get this. Pay attention. Pay attention. Here it comes. It's not the American flag, people. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, if you consider the facts, consider the facts. You know, those facts that are like facts, that are like facts. That's like true, no matter whether you believe it or not. No matter how ignorant, stupid, ridiculous, retarded, and fucking... Oh, this is a rant, isn't it? I think it is. It could be a rant. Nothing like a rant on Monday morning to get the blood flowing. All right, it's not the American flag. America's a country. Bunch of little states. That is to say, nation states. Ah, I wonder what happened to that idea. Kind of got lost with Abraham Lincoln, the bastard. American flag. No. It's the United States government flag because governments have flags. They adopted the flag, you know, stars, stripes, that thing. The government said, this will be the flag for us, representing us, the government. Study some history. Look it up. Do some research. Don't be so fucking lazy. You want me to do it for you? Ah! I don't think so. This is like, you know, America. Free country. Where you're free to look it up for yourself and prove it for yourself. Because if you look it up and you say, oh yeah, look here, I looked in the history books, the real ones, not the fake ones they make you read in high school. And you look here and you, oh, they have a flag day coming up. Oh, it's flag day in the continental that just got their freedom. It's America now, yay. Let's have a flag, guys. All right. What will it be? Submit some designs, we'll think about it. Okay, here's one with some 13 stars, you know, and some stars and stripes, black and white, and whatever. Alright, red, white, and blue thing. What do you think, guys? I think it's a good idea, and I like that design. Little stars up there in the corner, and some stripes. Alright, let's vote on it. Everybody in favor of adopting this flag as the United States of Government's flag, say pineapple. And everybody says pineapple, and it's adopted. The flag becomes the flag representing the United States government. The union, not the people. You have to understand the mindset of these people a couple hundred years ago, you know? They were brilliant in their time, perhaps. Had a good idea, and I respect that. I think they were on the right track. But the flag they adopted was theirs. They adopted it for the country of the nation of the union. It represented 13 nation states grouped together in the corner of a piece of material. And, you know, it's called the United States Union of America. Anybody with any brains can figure that out. It's not that complicated. Unless you've been to public schools for a number of years, in which case your brain's turned to mush. Can't think of anything. Certainly can't figure out what's going on in the real world today. All right. Let's dwell on this a little bit longer. The flag. Oh, let's not burn the flag. That's disrespectful to America. That's disgusting. That's pathetic. That we ought to just beat the crap out of those bastards of damn dirty hippies. Oh, back in my day, dirty hippies is what it was. Let's kill people. Isn't that so typical American? Let's kill some people. For what? Stepping on an American flag. It ain't American flag, damn it. It's the United States flag. It's the flag of the Union. That's why there's 13 freaking stars on it. And 50 now, because, you know, the Union expanded. Took over and confiscated, invaded, and occupied other territories. And all right, gotta be a state. West Virginia, by the way, if you live in West Virginia. Or if you're a fan of West Virginia, and you know, if you live in West Virginia, you're a citizen of the state in which you reside. I think that's according to the federal law. Might even be in the Constitution. Wouldn't surprise me. You might want to look that up and see if I'm right or not. Could be wrong. Oh, but that's what the law says, regardless whether you like it or not. You're a resident, you're a citizen of the state in which you are a resident. If you live in West Virginia, you're a West Virginia citizen. You're not a United States citizen. Well, unless you're naturalized, you know, like you came over here from like Hong Kong or something, and you're an old Chinese guy, and hey, I don't live in this country. Okay. So you gotta say an oath or something. And you do. And then a representative of the federal government says, you're now a citizen of the United States of America. Guess what? That's like saying you're property of the government. You're granted the privilege of being a citizen. Check out the 14th Amendment. Try to read that. Try to read it, you know, like an intelligent person. Look at the history of the 14th Amendment. Figure out where and how that came about. Freed slaves. Pardon me. At any rate, you know, use your brain. Dumb people. People, I see dumb people. Really. If you're listening to this, I doubt very seriously. If you're listening to this, maybe you're not dumb. Maybe you're not even stupid. Maybe you're not retarded. Maybe you're not like a vegetable with shoes. However, the flag, it represents not America, not a country, not the people. It doesn't have 315 million stars on it, does it? No. Started out with 13 nation states. You know, colonies that decided they wanted to be countries. Virginia country. So on. So, okay. The American flag. No, there is no such flag. It doesn't exist. Show me an American flag. Show me a flag that represents America, that has like the shape of America on it, and you know, with what, 320 million stars on it. Show me a flag with 320 million stars on it, and then I'll show you maybe it's a possibility you might have a flag that represents the American people and the country we live in. I could go way back and find out, you know, what the country was called before freaking foreigners came over here and called it America. We won't even get into that history. We won't even get into that bullshit. Columbus discovered America. Yeah. Right. The bastard. Anyway, that's another story for another time. 13 stars, 13 stripes. Red, white, and blue. Represents the Union. It's a Union Jack. I wonder if you've ever heard that phrase before. You hear that in high school? In American history? Union Jack. It still waves above all the dead people in the battlefield for fighting and killing each other like crazy idiots. Alright, think about it. American flag, no. West Virginia flag, eh, maybe. That would represent the governor of West Virginia, by the way. Let's say there are 10 million people in West Virginia. You don't have a West Virginia flag with 10 million stars on it, do you? No. Use your head. This is not freaking rocket science. If you're over 12 and you can't figure out what I'm telling you and don't get it, then you know what? You're not 12. You're more like 2. I'm insulting people. Yeah, well, I'm not politically correct either. And I don't really give a fuck whether you like what I'm saying or not, because, you know, guess what? It's pretty much 100% fact. How do I know? Because I'm not an idiot. All right, ran on, yay. More like Monday morning, coming down on idiots. Yes, I'm feeling pretty feisty. All right, take a minute, think about it, pause, I'll be back. Where was I? Let's think. Flag. United States flag. American flag. No. The United States flag. is a symbol of the union of the states. Historical facts, apparently the facts don't matter. Apparently we can just ignore historical truth, facts, reality, go off onto some tangent of a delusion somewhere. Oh, they're burning our flag. We ought to kill them. Yeah, Americans are weird. It represents the United States government. That's a fact. It's historical fact. It's just fact. It's what it is. It's a representation of the Union. Does anybody understand the word union? Do you understand the concept? Do you understand what the word means? Let's say, words mean what they mean. Let's just say, union means something else. And all of a sudden, bingo, snap, it means something else. No, that's not the way it works. Words mean what they mean. It just boggles my mind. Americans are just weird. All right. Let me continue. The flag of the Union of the, that's why they call it the Union Jack, you know. Duh. Okay. So the flag, 50 stars on it, represents the Union, which is a fictitious entity created by other fictitious entities, usually corporations. All right, it represents, I'm going to get to the bottom line, cut to the chase, here it is. The U.S. flag represents the terrorist state, capital S. The terrorist state called the United States government. Terrorist organization. The largest organization on the planet. Pretty much forever. Well, fall of those other barbaric terrorist countries. We know who they are. We remember history. Or did you not take history at some point in your educational process? Romans, just to name one. So, United States flag, not American flag. It represents the greatest violent military apparatus ever. United States government, terrorist organization. I shouldn't even have to say anymore. That's just true. History, facts, prove it. Case closed. You understand? It's just true. Okay, deny that if you like. I don't care. I mean, come on. Let's just deny historical fact. Does that really make you an intelligent person? Do you really think you can come off like, I'm like really smart, and then just totally ignore scientific facts, historical facts, logical truths? Just ignore all that. Let's just go with a delusion. You know what a delusion is, don't ya? Oh, probably not, since it's another word in English, which wasn't originated from the English language, by the way. But, hey, delusion. If you don't know what it means, look it up. Dictionaries. That's what dictionaries are for. How about this one? Think about this. Thank you. Thank you. Shotgun radio. That sounded more like a pistol. Any rate, no. United States flag. It's just a symbol. It just represents the union of the several states into one thing. Central government. Nationalism is dangerous, people. People running around. We got some people over here stomping on the American flag. Oops, American flag. Oops, that's what they say. It's not. It's what they say, which is like totally idiotic. Can't really blame people for being idiotic and stupid and freaking idiotic. Whatever. Nonetheless, you got people over here arguing. Oh, blah, blah, don't say bad things about our flag. On the other hand, we got the people over here saying, your flag represents a terrorist organization, dude. Like, fuck. Bicker, 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 bicker. Argue. People actually come to blows over this. You know, hitting each other in shit. Typical behavior of a psychopath. Let's beat somebody up today because they said something like the truth about the flag. Oh yeah. These people are civilized. Americans are so fucking civilized. I mean, shit. All right. You follow me so far, or do I need to speak in some other language? Do you not understand English? Do you have a problem understanding what words are? They're words, you know. Letters put together to form words, and then to put the words in a sentence, you know, with a period at the end, usually, and you know, that's it. English. Communication. Being able to say something, like an idea, out loud, or write it down, and you know, to you, to other people, and they hear, oh, I hear you saying that, and then, you know, or I read you said what you said there, and you wrote that down, and I read it, and it's, I understand what you said, because it's in fucking English. How could you not? What, are you like French? I'm pretty sure that French words mean what they mean as well. N'est-ce pas, parlez-vous? No, most people don't. If you're living in America, I'm pretty confident that it would be safe to say that you should be able to read and write and read and understand and comprehend the freaking English. Okay, American flag. No. No such thing. I don't remember ever there being such a thing. I don't remember any historical documentation or any historical facts to support the concept that this flag represents anything but the Union. If it was a country, you know, it may not have any stars on it. It would just be like, a big X or something on it. But it doesn't. It's not. It has stars, 50, like representing the states. That's just, we know that. We learned about this in high school. Maybe even junior high. Maybe even in the fifth grade. Getting off on a tangent here. Education. Let's not go there today. Except to suggest that maybe most Americans don't have an education. If you don't know how to read and understand English, you're just like It's like living in a freaking coma. Hey, Martha, what are we having for supper? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I understand perfectly. We're going to have steak and potatoes and a salad. How would I know that if I don't understand English? I know there are people that don't always speak. There's Italians, they speak Italian. Good for them. Wonderful. If somebody started talking to me in like German, I really wouldn't know what they were saying because I don't understand German. But then I don't live in Germany. I know some people that are German or half German. Hey, I live with a woman who's half German. She can speak German. So when she wants to talk to her family in Germany, she just says German things to them. And they understand it. Well, basic stuff. Understand that. I'm not learning German. Not at this point in my life. Too many other good things to do, wonderful things to do. Not that learning German isn't a wonderful thing, but I just don't see the point. For me. If I was 12, yeah, sure, why not? Damn me for not having the foresight to know that one day I should know, understand, I should be able to speak and understand German. Because, you know, one day I will run across a person who speaks German. Hindsight is 2020, yay. Okay, well, you know what? Even if I knew I was going to meet somebody that was German and could speak German, and have people in their family that are German and speak German, you know what? Let's say I'm 15 and I think, you know what? I'm going to grow up and marry someone that's German or half German. I used the word marriage there. Another subject. Won't get into that. Not here. Later. Okay. What? Okay. So I'm 15. I think, I need to learn some languages. Why? I don't know. Because I might want to talk to people that don't speak English. Listen, I'm having enough trouble getting English people to understand English. It'd be nice if everybody in America actually studied English and learned how to use it properly. But, doesn't seem to happen that way. They think they're speaking English, but they're speaking babble. And that's another subject as well, because the mind benders are putting bullshit in your head. And you let it get in there, and now you're contaminated with that mental disease. I've been indoctrinated. I've been manipulated. I've been conditioned. I've been jerked around, duped. You've been fucked over by the mind benders. That deserves a show on its own. I won't get into it. Make a note of it. Talk about it later. All right. Flag. Government. Not ours. I don't need a damn flag anyway. Do I need to have a flag to tell me what country I live in? Don't think so. Oh, let's talk about that Pledge of Allegiance. Well, does anybody understand what the concept of that is? I pledge. Look up the word. I'm not going to tell you whatever damn word means. I pledge allegiance to a flag of, look up the word of, so you'll know what that word means, since you obviously don't. Well, a lot of you. It doesn't mean by, for, or with. Of. United States of America. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States government. because the word government's not in there, doesn't mean what? Redundant. Okay. Because it's not said out loud when they say the pledge, it doesn't mean it's not there. Because the United States means government. So let's say this. Let's put it this way. Let's get a little illustration there. I love illustrations. It's like paint a picture with words. United States. There's a clue. The United States. Union of States. An abstract idea. All right. Getting tired of this subject. Nobody gives a fuck anyway. All right. Well, I care, and there are a few people that actually care, and, you know, some people can actually read and understand English. They actually understand what I'm saying when I say things in English. A few people do. Union. It means union. United States of. United means together in a group of, which is called a union. It's not called the United Countries of America. And it's not called, you know, a collection of states that became, you know, not really countries anymore, but became, you know, subjects of the freaking government. Federal government. Gets disgusting, and I get disgusted, and I get frustrated, and I try to explain. You can't explain things to people they don't understand. They won't listen. They won't be reasonable. That's a good word. Reason able. Be reason able. If you're not reason able, then, you know, you probably can't reason. Flag. A symbol. A piece of material with some colors on it. Flies over the Washington Capitol in Washington. It's like, oh, this represents this. Wow. Anyway, you get the idea. Take a break. Be back in a minute. Oh, by the way, Flag Day. Look at the calendar here. June 14th, Flag Day. If there's ever been a useless holiday, oh God, I hope to hell it's not really a holiday. I think it's just sort of like a designated special day. For it, I'm sure there's propaganda involved there. Oh, as if there's not. I mean, like, Flag Day, what does that mean? What's that for? Let's all pay tribute to a flag. Let's all wave our flags, you know. Oh, well, except unless you want to wave the other flag, you know, the one, the Confederate battle flag, you know, you can't wave that one around because that represents something. I know what it represents. It doesn't represent Florida. It certainly doesn't represent the Carolinas. Oh, North Carolina, South Carolina, yeah. They have their own flag, I guess. I'm not going to get into the local shit. I don't give a damn. But, think it. Just think. Try. Use your brain for something besides bullshit. Make an effort. Put your brain cells into active duty there. Come on. Flag Day. So the flag, on one hand, the United States Union flag represents Oh, America is great, wonderful, freedom, home of the brave, home of the, you brave my ass. Anyway, you got that. It's that's what it is. It's a symbol of the government. Let's pay homage to the government. Let's worship the government. Let's pay let's pledge our allegiance to that flag that represents the terrorist organization called the United States government. That's not disputable either, by the way. You know, you want to argue with me. You know, oh, yeah, that's not true. Yeah, well, deny truth. Deny the facts. Deny the hundreds of times that the United States government and its military has terrorized people around the world, murdered millions of innocent civilians, doing it even today under the banner of the Union. Won't even get into the Civil War, that war of aggression against the southern country Confederation. Fancy word for Union. Alright. Confederate flag. The battle flag for the Confederacy. Oh, we can't be like paying attention to that flag. We can't have it up on a flagpole outside of our historical monuments in Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever the fuck state it's in. You know what I'm talking about, the big fuss over that. At this point, I'm almost ashamed. I wouldn't want to be in either one of the Carolinas at this point. A bunch of stupid people down there. I used to think Carolinas were like enlightened people, and it was a pretty good place to be. And you know, then you know, like I compared. Now you can compare the Carolinas, whichever one it is. See, I don't even remember. I got this thing. I can't remember. It's one or the other. North, south, east, west. One of those Carolinas. Passing these stupid laws that are like totally stupid. And won't even get into it. But anyway, the point is. Confederate flag. Nah, can't have that. Even though it represents the Confederacy. Bear in mind, the Confederate flag does not represent, you know, the Carolinas. Not even one of them. It represented the whole collection of southern states that were in the Confederate Union. People just have a hard time comprehending these things, I guess. I don't know why any 10-year-old should be able to figure out what the word union means. At least until they get into junior high or high school and, you know, get their brains turned to mush. Public schools, another issue, another time. But, like I said, mush. Bunch of mushalites running around babbling. Union. So we can't celebrate the Southern Union with their flag. Oh, let's pledge allegiance to the Confederate flag. Oh, God, don't do that. That would be like treason or some damn thing. Racism, because, you know, after all, you know, the Civil War was fought over slavery. Oh, God. You know how many people actually say that out loud? Like they have no fucking shame. It's, oh yeah, Civil War fought over slavery. No, it wasn't. It's what they taught me in school. You know, if you listen to stuff that you were supposedly quote unquote taught in school, you're a freaking idiot. It's just beyond. It boggles my mind. I attended public schools in West Virginia and Ohio, and you know what? I didn't believe a word of it. I kind of almost did. They kind of got in my head with that crazy shit. And I let it dwell in there for a while, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's bullshit. George Carlin, you know, George Carlin. It's all bullshit. You know, I wasn't brain damaged by it. Kind of tells you about the mentality, the capacity to learn and be intelligent and think proper English, proper intelligent, logical, logically. Words are getting all flumbled up in my mouth. All right. You know, don't. Oh, I'm not going to get into that public school system at this point. Indoctrination centers. Let's go to school. Learn stuff. No, you don't go to school. You don't learn stuff. You learn stuff by not learning stuff. You learn stuff by refusing to be taught bullshit. I learned not to listen to these liars. I learned it. That's the idea. Stop teaching people shit. You want to know something? Learn it. It's the way it's done. Learning. Teaching is bullshit. Alright. Did you get what I said? Did you figure it out? You understand? English? The United States flag is exactly what it says it is. The flag of the United States. Not the states. But the United States, the Union. I'm repeating myself. I should probably just stop here. All right. I'm just going to let it go from there. And, you know, this is, I'm going to post this on the radio station and you can listen to it and argue amongst yourselves or yell at the computer or whatever. Because it's Archer Monologues. That's where I talk. That's what monologue means. And you listen. Or not. Okay. Catch you later.